As President Trump spends his day at the United Nations General Assembly, one topic that promises to dominate conversations is what to do about North Korea. Last week, the UN Security Council added more sanctions against the country. Those sanctions weren't as strong as the U.S. had hoped, in part because they needed to be watered down to win support from China and Russia. Recently, our co-host Rachel Martin spoke with Andrei Lankov via Skype. He's a Russian expert on Korea, and he lives in Seoul. She began by asking him how Russia sees the nuclear threat from North Korea.
Essentially, Russian attitude is quite similar with the attitude of China. On one hand, Russia is not happy about North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Let's not forget, Russia is one of the five officially recognized nuclear countries. It enjoys tremendous military and strategic advantages. As such, Russia has no interest in nuclear proliferation.
But there's a trade relationship between Russia and the North, right?
Yes, but not large. Most of North Korea's trade these days is its trade with China. However, now the trade with Russia began to attract attention because there are good reasons to believe that Russian companies are selling significant amount of oil to North Korea.
Is this in violation of the sanctions?
So far, not yet, but we will see how it will work out in the next few months.
So the idea of a nuclear-powered North Korea is less frightening to Russia than an economically unstable North Korea?
I would say politically unstable North Korea. Russia doesn't care much about economic stability, but Russia faces a choice between a nuclear North Korea and North Korea, which will become unstable, which start crumbling and collapsing as a result of economic pressure. Americans will enjoy the show from far, far away, being safely protected by the Pacific. For Russia and China, such economic crisis can easily trigger anarchy, a Syria or Libya-style situation, civil war violence in a country located just on the Russian and Chinese borders.
So you think the world is just going to have to accept a North Korea that's going to continue to pursue a nuclear weapons program?
Yes, but it has to be done implicitly, because if it's done explicitly, it will be a massive blow to the non-proliferation regime. Sooner or later, there will be copycats. So lip service will have to be paid to the idea of North Korea's denuclearization. But let's face it, in the foreseeable future, as long as Kim Jong-un and his elite stay in control, the denuclearization is not going to be possible.
What guidance would you give to President Trump on this issue, in this moment?
Avoid heated rhetoric, because in recent few months, rhetoric emanating from Washington is pretty much indistinguishable from what for many years we have heard from Pyongyang. If threats are repeated and repeated and repeated, they are losing their value.
Professor Andrei Lankov, he teaches at Kukmin University in Seoul. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yep. Thank you very much. Bye.
That was our co-host Rachel Martin talking with Professor Lankov.